Hello and welcome back to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most rewarding topics on the specification, work and careers, or in Chinese, 工作与职业. This topic comes up across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing, so getting it right can really boost your marks. Grab a pen because we are going to cover everything you need. Let's go! Section 1. Core concepts and essential vocabulary. Let's start with the absolute basics, the jobs and professions you must know. Repeat these after me in your head as I say them. 医生, 医生, doctor. 老师, 老师, teacher. 工程师, 工程师, engineer. 律师, 律师, lawyer. 警察, 警察, police officer. 护士, 护士, nurse. 商人, 商人, businessman. 厨师, 厨师, chef. 演员, 演员, actor. 记者, 记者, journalist. 会计, 会计, accountant. 科学家, 科学家, scientist. Those are your foundation tier words. For higher grades, you also need 企业家, 企业家, entrepreneur. 建筑师, 建筑师, architect. 心理学家, 心理学家, psychologist. 翻译, 翻译, translator. 软件工程师, 软件工程师, software engineer. Here is a brilliant memory trick for the suffix 家. It literally means home or family, but when added to a field of study, it means expert or professional. So 科学家 is a science expert, scientist. 企业家 is a business expert, entrepreneur. Once you know this pattern, you can decode dozens of professions you have never seen before. That is a gift in the reading exam. Now let's cover key work-related vocabulary beyond job titles. You need 工作, 工作, work or job. 职业, 职业, occupation or career. 公司, 公司, company. 办公室, 办公室, office. 工资, 工资, salary. 同事, 同事, colleague. 老板, 老板, boss. 兼职, 兼职, part-time work. 全职, 全职, full-time work. 实习, 实习, internship. 面试, 面试, job interview. 简历, 简历, CV, resume. Section 2. Grammar structure.
For the present tense, Chinese is actually quite straightforward. There are no verb conjugations. You simply use the verb as it is.
我在公司工作.
I work at a company.
我是老师.
I am a teacher. Simple, clean, no endings to worry about. For the past tense, you have two key tools. First, 以前, meaning before or in the past. 以前我在餐馆工作. In the past, I worked in a restaurant. Second, 曾经, meaning once or used to. 我曾经想成为医生. I once wanted to become a doctor. You can also use le as a completion marker after a verb. 我找到了工作. I found a job. For the future tense, you have three brilliant options. 想, to want to, as in 我想成为律师. I want to become a lawyer. 打算, to plan to, as in 我打算学习商业. I plan to study business. 将来, in the future, as in 将来我希望在大公司工作. In the future, I hope to work at a big company. Here is a key grammar structure examiners love to see. The 成为 pattern, meaning to become. 我想成为一名医生. I want to become a doctor. Notice the measure word 一名, used for people in professional roles. This is a very common error. Candidates forget measure words or use the wrong one. 名 is used for people in professional contexts. Getting this right shows real accuracy and will earn you credit in the writing mark scheme. Now let me give you the opinion phrases that will take your speaking and writing from good to excellent. 我认为, I think. 我觉得, I feel. 我希望, I hope. 在我看来, in my opinion. 因为, because. 所以, therefore. 虽然但是, although, but. 不仅而且,
Section 3. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about what actually costs candidates marks and how you are going to avoid every single one of these pitfalls. Mistake number one. Only using the present tense. I cannot stress this enough. If your writing or speaking only describes what you do now, you are capping yourself at the lower mark bands. You must show the examiner you can handle time. Use 以前 for the past, 将来 or 打算 for the future. Even one sentence in a different tense makes a difference. Mistake number two. Giving opinions without justification. Saying 我喜欢这份工作, I like this job, gets you some credit. But saying 我喜欢这份工作, 因为它很有意义, 而且工资很高, I like this job because it is very meaningful and the salary is high. That is what earns marks in the higher bands. Always follow an opinion with 因为, because. Mistake number three, inappropriate register. If you are writing a formal job application or a formal letter, you must use formal language. Avoid casual phrases like 超级, super, which is very informal. Instead, use 非常, very, or 十分, extremely. Examiners specifically look for register awareness in writing tasks. Mistake number four, mother tongue interference. This is when your English brain tries to translate word for word and it produces unnatural Chinese. For example, in English we say, I am interested in this job. In Chinese, the natural phrasing is 我对这份工作很感兴趣. 我对这份工作很感兴趣. Literally, I towards this job very feel interest. The structure is different. Learn whole phrases, not just individual words.
Mistake number 5, missing bullet points in writing tasks. In your writing exam, you will be given bullet points to cover. If you miss one, you cannot access the top mark band for communication. Read the task carefully, plan your response, and tick off each bullet point before you submit. Section 4, quickfire recall quiz. I am going to say something in English, and I want you to try to say the Chinese before I give the answer. Ready? Here we go. How do you say, I want to become a teacher?
我想成为一名老师。我想成为一名老师。
Well done if you got that. How do you say, in the future, I plan to work in a hospital?
将来我打算在医院工作。将来我打算在医院工作。
Brilliant. How do you say, I think this job is very important because it helps people?
我认为这份工作非常重要，因为它帮助人们。我认为这份工作非常重要，因为它帮助人们。
Excellent. How do you say, in the past, I worked part-time in a shop?
以前我在商店兼职工作。以前我在商店兼职工作。Fantastic.
How do you say, although the salary is low, the work is very interesting?
虽然工资很低，但是工作很有趣。虽然工资很低，但是工作很有趣。Perfect.
Section 5. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. For the work and careers topic, you need to know your job vocabulary at both foundation and higher level. And remember that suffix 家 for experts and professionals. You need to use all three time frames. Past with 以前 and 曾经, present with simple verb sentences, and future with 想, 打算, and 将来. You need to give opinions and justify them with 因为. You need to match your register to the task, formal for formal writing, natural for speaking. And in writing tasks, you must cover every bullet point. One final tip, in your speaking exam, you have 12 minutes of preparation time. Use it to plan your key vocabulary and sentence structures, but do not write out full sentences, bullet points only. The examiner wants to hear natural speech, not a read-out script. You have got this. The work and careers topic is one of the most predictable on the specification. The same vocabulary and structures come up again and again. Master what we covered today, and you will be well prepared. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I will see you in the next episode. 加油! That means keep going. You can do it.